any students or office workers out there, which that covers a big pot, right? Several things are going to get tight naturally in that seated position. It's going to be hip flexors, hamstrings, thoracic spine, cervical spine. As you're sitting, all those structures are shortened and we end up coming forward and we end up typing our life away. That's what happens. So that 5-minute mobility routine that I was talking about, either in the morning or midday, needs to address those structures. So actually,
you're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Balbert Marketing LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to Rochester Business Connections on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm here today with Dr. Nick Salinas. Dr. Nick, what's up? How are you today, man?
I'm great, Ben. How about yourself? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing good. I love that it's to the left side of you, functionalmovementtherapy.com. So that's anyone right. Watching the video can't miss it. You're the owner of Functional Movement Therapy.
Yeah, I somehow created this idea out of thin air a little bit, and it's been taking off ever since. So I'm loving what I do these days. It's great.
Why do you say somehow?
I never envisioned myself creating a company like this. I always thought I'd be a clinic owner, but not a digital clinic owner who is, I feel like the things that we're doing are really on the cutting edge of where medicine is headed and how we can serve our clients best.
I love the mystery of how this started, because we haven't even defined what kind of doctor you are or what functional movement therapy is, but you guys are on the cutting edge. And that's why I'm really excited for this conversation. Give us the 100,000 foot view. Like, what do you guys do at Functional Movement Therapy?
Yeah. So big picture, I am a doctor of physical therapy, trained in Buffalo through Damon College. And my wife and I are both doctors of physical therapy, and we started out as travel physical therapists. So we were blessed enough to travel all over the country, working as practitioners in lots of different areas of physical therapy. And I love outpatient, which is your standard kind of physical therapy practice, and I've always loved back pain. And I had back pain myself early on, so it's just kind of drawn me into it. And I found myself treating in a manner that I didn't see anyone else around the country treating in. I would go into these clinics and, you know, every 3 to 6 months, there's a new team, a new practice, new doctors to work with. And I just come in and I kind of do my thing. This is how I practice, and I continue to develop. And I saw people using really outdated techniques over and over and over again. Okay, that's fine. I'll show you guys what I do. If it's helpful, great, no problem. But then the other problem we ran into was that people had to travel a long ways for healthcare. They had to pay a lot for healthcare. Then you have to find somebody to watch the kids and the family and juggle schedules to get healthcare. And our typical healthcare system wants to see you 2 to 3 times a week for 6 to 8 weeks. A lot of juggling and finances and a lot of hoops to jump through to get the care you need. So people end up opting out early or not completing their program or this, that, and the other because life gets in the way.
Maybe I don't even want to get started because of this.
Right. And our completion rates in physical therapy alone are probably somewhere in the 25 to 35%. People who actually go through on their program. And it's not always because I don't want to, because I wouldn't have stepped foot in the door if I didn't want to, but you know, maybe it wasn't a good fit. I didn't get, you know, things right, things clicking with the practitioner, whatever it may be. Lots and lots of barriers though that we have to jump through to feel better. And that just shouldn't be the way it is. So I thought, how cool would it be if we came up with an app, Or how cool would it be if we had a website that people could go to and ask questions to at the click of a button? And so we've done all these things. Not only the, I don't know, I say innovative way that we treat, but through the business as well. It's been such a fun journey.
So in theory, I probably could drive up and see you and you could help me out, but that doesn't have to happen. You're basically saying everything's online. Is it all virtual?
It's 100% virtual. You can't drive up and see me. We can hang out and meet for coffee if you want to, Ben. That's fine with me. But my practice is 100% virtual. I literally don't touch anybody. The goal of functional movement therapy is show you how to treat yourself so that you are literally never reliant on another human being to fix you ever again.
I like this. In the start of this, I it popped up. You said, I love back pain. And I perked up. I'm like, I love back pain. I've never met someone who likes back pain. I'm happy you like back pain because I don't.
I love treating, training, learning about all things back pain. I'm a back pain nerd. And if you don't step into your doctor's office and feel like they love getting into the nitty gritty of that stuff and can nerd out for hours on a certain topic, maybe that wasn't the right person for you.
I like that. So Ben, as an example, and most of the listeners, they might not be like cheering for back pain, and even trying to find the right information might be difficult. I know personally, I've had mild scoliosis my entire life. So it happens sometimes, or I feel kind of worn out. I don't know why I feel that way. Let's start with kind of like what you had mentioned, that a lot of people are treating incorrectly. What has happened in the past, like what in the physical therapy field that is wrong, outdated, doesn't work, new science, like what's wrong? And then we'll talk about, you know, what you guys do differently here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So thank you for posing it. First off, I feel like what's wrong with physical therapy, we'll lump chiropractic in there, is passive treatment. So passive treatment is any form of treatment that's done to you. So again, you're always going to be reliant on somebody to do that to you. And I think there's a time and place for manual therapy. There's a time and place for soft tissue work or joint mobilizations. Chiropractors do joint manipulation and really not mobilization ever. That's kind of one of the big differences between our two fields. But a lot of times you can do that yourself. And if you're educated on it once or twice, then doesn't that save you possibly hundreds of trips back to the chiropractor or PT? Let's just learn how to do it. And then why do those joints get tight? They get tight or tense, or those muscles around them get tight or tense because you're using the joints inappropriately. It's just nitrogen in the joint capsule building up and that tension around it building up. And that's what we feel. That's what we do when we crack our knuckles. It's nitrogen leaving the joint capsule. So if we use those joints properly, or maybe do a little bit of mobility during the day, stretch it out, like we're all sitting at desks, we're sitting here talking now, what's the 3 to 5 minute routine I can do to just let everything loosen up, get a couple of cracks myself, then I don't need it at the end of the day or the end of that 2 weeks.
You're avoiding the problem by taking care of it before it starts to really persist.
Prehab over rehab.
So let's assume I do everything wrong. And that's not a poor assumption, because I oftentimes do things the hard way and I learn through those failures, but I don't want to fail anymore. So let's just assume I'm a hard case. My posture is bad. I work in bed half the day. That actually does happen sometimes. And I'm having issues. And sure, a lot of listeners might be in that same scenario as well.
Okay.
What are some of the things you think I'm doing, and what should I be doing differently?
Yeah. You know, I come to you before I offer any type of solution. I come to you and say, what are your goals?
Okay.
What do you want to do, Ben? Cause I don't need to fix you if you don't want to fix yourself. What do you want to do? What do you want? Do you want to end up 50, 60, 70 as a, you know, strong athletic person? Do you want to be strong and fit in 30 days? How fit do you want to be? Right. Cause there's all these levels of that stuff. Where do you want to get to?
I'm good being a blob in the corner. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm 31. Noticed a significant difference in my recovery, in literally across the board, from if I don't sleep enough to about 8 weeks ago from the day we're recording this, I landed on my arm poorly and actually like fractured a piece of my forearm. But it wasn't the kind of landing that would ever have caused that issue in the past. So I'm starting to feel the age creeping up on me. Sure. I'd rather feel the way I felt 5 years ago. Or if that's not possible, this is as bad as I want it to be. I want to feel 31 at minimum the next 30 years of my life. What should I do to stay that young and healthy?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. And I'm 38 here in about 3 weeks. It can be done. That's not very far from you. I think it takes intention as a short-term answer. You need 4 days of mobility and strength work a week. You know, four days a week, 30 to 45 minutes at a pop, and really having that game plan together where you can move yourself forward. So through a comprehensive movement assessment, we can really tell you where you're tight, stiff, weak, vulnerable, and then create that plan for you to move you forward, right? And that's a 1 hour assessment. That's a preventative measure there. Now you've got the game plan that you can do. So my mobility routine during the day. And maybe you're stiff in the morning. Sometimes some people are a little like they wake up a little achy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we have a morning mobility routine? I mean, you already have your morning routine. It's a shower, coffee, get dressed, off to work, right? Do you have 5 minutes in there where we end up doing this and scrolling? Maybe we could use that a little bit more effectively so I can just get my headspace right so I can hit the ground running and knock out the day. If I'm more productive, feel better, breathe a little bit better. Yeah, those kinds of things can absolutely happen. They can fit in rather quickly to most people's schedules and should, because either you're going to pay for your health now or you're going to pay for your health later. I want now.
You either pay on the front end or the back end.
I want now, I'll tell you. Yeah. And not only that, like we all want to stand up tall and be confident. And I'm vain enough to where I feel confident. If I feel good, if I look good, if I'm standing strong. I know I just went out there and ran 10 miles and I crushed it. Like that makes me feel good. And I'll walk around with my chest up a little higher that next day. So I don't know if that's just me, but I'll be honest, at least there.
Confidence goes a long way. In a moment, because I don't want to neglect anybody, in a moment we'll talk to someone who's maybe 50, 60 years old. But while we're on like 30s, maybe mid-30s, 40s, feeling good, but body's starting to wear and tear. You're a doctor, so I know you know that one size doesn't fits all, so it's weird to be in a position, but are there any general – very general things that, again, it's never one size fits everybody, but correct. Is there any one size fits most for someone who might be in their 20s, 30s, 40s?
As far as back pain goes or as far as...
Something actionable I can do to be in the avoidance, like to stand taller, look better. I don't run 10 miles at this time. Obviously, that's a different category we could discuss. But in terms of my back pain and just my overall mobility and the functionality of my body, what are some of the things I should be focused on?
Yeah, there are definitely some generals that tend to get tight most often, especially for us, any students or office workers out there, which that covers a big pot, right? Several things are going to get tight naturally in that seated position. It's going to be hip flexors, hamstrings, thoracic spine, cervical spine. As you're sitting, all those structures are shortened and we end up coming forward and we end up typing our life away. That's what happens. So that 5 minute mobility routine that I was talking about, either in the morning or midday, needs to address those structures. So I actually thought about this ahead of time for your listeners and came up with your four stretches for active mobility exercises that they could use.
What are they?
I was wondering if you wanted them, if they're going to see this. So I'm happy to show you guys that, if that's okay.
Yeah. So while we're here, so a lot of people listen to the audio. This is going to be a situation where it's great if you're watching the video. If you're at the gym, you're on a run, you're doing dishes, you're in the car, you're not going to be able to see this, but let's plug, is this video and is this kind of content available online that if I listen to the audio, how do I look you up and get some of this information just at the at my fingertips, like it's available?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an Instagram account at functional_movement_therapy. It's a lot to type in, but our content's well worth it. Where we give daily mobility tips and motivation for recovery from injury and that kind of thing, all at your fingertips. So I always try to make it really, really educational content. The other thing you can do if you're actively struggling with back pain or sciatica, then go ahead and join our Facebook group. That's Back Pain and Sciatica Support Group on Facebook.
Okay.
And again, daily tips, tricks, motivation. I actually even do weekly live trainings for that group as well, answering questions, Q&A live.
Awesome. So in the description, we're going to have some resources. I do encourage anybody who can watch the video, I don't know what time we're at right now. Find this spot because you're going to give us a live demonstration, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
So everybody goes forward with their head, especially if you're using a one or two screen system. We end up getting a little close when the font gets a little small. So we want to knock out the cervical spine. And one of the ways to do that is a cervical retraction where we come straight back. And I see a lot of people get cued to really engage the front neck muscles. We actually want to engage the back neck muscles that get lengthened there. So coming straight back and then extending the cervical spine there, and that will make you melt. So it's a 1-2 punch. 1-2. And we're just taking the spine through flexion and extension there, okay? Especially stretching the little bit of the base of the neck. Number two would be your thoracic wall mobility. So we're gonna find a wall that works. We're going to have hands right here, and we'll just hinge back at the hips to make sure that we stretch the middle of the spine and then come back forward. Down and back, stretch the middle of the spine and then back forward. And Ben, you were talking about scoliosis there a minute ago. One of the ways that we need our entire spine to move is through flexion and extension. We need the entire spine to be able to bend and extend without pain. You don't have to go through and hurt, though, when you do any of these activities or any of the activities that you choose to do. Go through a pain-free range. So you're going to have range of motion, stretch, and then pain. Don't go to that side. It doesn't make my jokes any funnier, and I need all the help I can get. So just go to stretch. And that's what I want the listeners to do there. And then we talked about the hip flexor and the thoracic spine. So we actually want to split the stance there a little bit. Mm-hmm. Have one leg backward, one leg forward, both feet are facing straight ahead. We're going to pelvic tilt lightly, engage that back glute, and that'll stretch your hip flexor there. So we're going to do this on both sides. And then we're going to open up the thoracic spine, keeping the belly button forward so we know that we're only getting the thoracic spine. Lumbar spine stays forward, belly button stays straight across. Then we're getting our proper rotation. And then we want to get a hip hinge so we can really stretch out those hamstrings and glutes. Hips go back, find that little stretch there, and then we can come down into our squat, back up. So it's similar to an RDL or a stiff leg deadlift, and then coming back to our squat. So we just get those hamstrings, that posterior chain, turned on a little bit when we're sitting on it all day long. Couple sets of 5, 8, 10. What do you got time for, right? How long does that take? Done. That's it.
It just take a few minutes, really.
Yeah. What do we do all that in 2 minutes?
And for anyone who's, I love the people that are just listening. I wonder what they're seeing in their head. For curiosity, again, come to the video. But what just happened is, did you use any props? Did you use any weights?
I used a wall.
You needed a wall.
I need a wall or a door. Door works too.
So any human body without skilled training could do these kind of things.
Exactly. And we all need it. We all need to move. When's the last time you took your body and your joints through full range of motion? Right?
I can't answer that question.
Shoulder, neck, right? Yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
And here's a really important just scientific fact. So what happens in our joints, we have synovial fluid that line all of our joints. Now, imagine if you took your car and you took that, the motor, you put oil in the engine, right? So it lubricates all the parts. If oil didn't get to a certain part of your engine, but that engine was still running and moving and turning and twisting and going, what's going to happen to that part without oil?
It's going to
heat up. Mm-hmm. It's going to break down. It's going to rust early, right? So we need that synovial fluid to go through our entire joint so that it's healthy, lubricated, and we don't get that breakdown, which we call arthritis or degeneration or whatever it may be. Just take your joints through full range of motion.
And this leads to obviously comfort later in life, but more comfort and confidence now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that compound interest that you're giving yourself, your body, your health, right? A little bit each day goes a long way.
And like anything, investment, knowledge, this is something you just said compounds over time. So the best time to, I have not done this kind of therapy at home ever in my life. So I'm going to start today. Some people, again, might be in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. You can tell me if I'm wrong. It's definitely not too late to start. I'm wondering if you're a little older in age, are there certain precautions or concerns that are different? Can all those exercises, is there modifications? Like if I'm 60, is everything completely the same, or would you give maybe, again, general advice? I want specific advice, but as a generalist, is it pretty much similar situation or?
It can be, but in the older population, you do want to be mindful of osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, and more increase. Typically in the elderly, what we'll find is increased spinal curvatures. So we don't push as hard into extension, and we just really ease that into movement to make sure that everything feels good. Sometimes it takes a little bit more TLC to get there in our population of 60, 70, 80, depending on what their frame and bodies look like and feel like at that time, what types of other injuries they've had. So yes, in general, that still works, but we do want to be mindful and know their past medical history.
Is there a warning sign that I'm doing it wrong or I'm pushing myself to just pain in itself?
Yeah. That's why I always suggest, and there may be, right, if I take my finger to end range all the way and it's just a little too far, I'm going to get pain, right? That's a little bit too far. Okay, if I back off a millimeter, am I back to where it feels like stretch? So just find stretch, right? That's the cue. Nothing needs to hurt. And who wants to do stuff that hurts? I don't.
So no pain, no gain is a myth in this context.
Right. Some middle school football coach in Texas made that up when we all jumped on that bandwagon. So I don't know why anybody follows that, but my saying is no pain, all gain.
No pain, all gain. So in life, this isn't even just physical therapy. It's good to push myself, but if I'm feeling pain, maybe an extra rep isn't the best move. I should kind of hold back and maybe go for it another day.
That's what I think, especially if you're feeling joint pain. No exercise is meant to have joint pain. Just exercise, stretch, yoga pose, I mean, you name it. None of that you should feel on your joints. Muscle burn is one thing. And I get people asking the question pretty often, well, how do I know if it's muscle burn or if it's joint, if I know what type of tension or discomfort I'm feeling? Muscle burn goes away in about 10 seconds. Joint pain often lasts a little bit longer than that. And I'll feel it in the joint, right? If it's the elbow, if it's the wrist, if it's in the shoulder, I'm going to feel it here. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to really like travel with me. Whereas if it's muscle burn, it's going to be along that muscle line. And you don't really need to know anatomy for that. You just see, is it in the middle of my bone or is it at the culmination of two bones?
So I'm a beginner. Mm-hmm. Everyone probably knows this because I'm asking before 101. I'm asking beginner level questions. A lot of the listeners actually might be a little more advanced than me. Are there any other common questions or concerns that you get all the time that Ben personally just didn't know to ask that you'd like to address?
Man, there's so many good ones out there. One of the questions I get asked pretty often, which I love answering, is how do you fix me if you're not here with me? Mm-hmm. Right? Because I need people right there. I need somebody right there with me. And the reality is you don't need somebody with you. You need to learn how to feel and get in tune with your own body. And if you know how the body works, which parts do what, we can see what's going on, just like I can see you. And I mean, cameras these days, it's just like I'm being there in the clinic with you anyways, right? I can see what your shoulder's doing. I can see what your hips are doing. And we talk through that together and then make sure that you can do that actively. So that's an active approach versus that passive approach that we talked about earlier. And then we have so many more touch points. When questions arise with our clients, it's really cool to be able to say, hey, I've got my PT at the touch of a button. I can text my PT right now. They're going to get back to me within 24 hours. But I don't have to log into a portal or do any of this like you have already, you know, you've got to, what was my password again for that one time that I was in there 3 years ago and now I got to reset it, but they can't email me the thing. Now I have to walk in there to get the fax copy. It's like, let me text my guy because I know he's got me.
I like that. So again, at the fingertips, I can text my guy. You guys are there for us. What other resources should I know about?
Yeah, we've created all kinds of stuff for people who are suffering from back pain. And we'll be expanding that knowledge as well, like on our YouTube channels. But we have a Diagnose Your Own Back Pain guide. So you can download that at our website. We also have a free 20-minute back pain training for those of you who might be suffering with what we call generalized low back pain or lumbar facet syndrome. So the little tiny joints in the lower back that can get irritated most often. It's the most common type of back pain. So I give you a 20-minute video training on how to fix that. And you can see if the process works for you, because it really is a process many times.
Walk us through like a case study, and obviously you don't have to give every little detail, but what a full process would look like. So I don't get to see you in person. I don't even know. I always think the objections in my head out loud, but for I'm actually excited that I don't have to come in. Like I'm down with the virtual thing. It's convenient. It can be quick. So we're not coming together in person. I'm cool with that. What would like the full life cycle of a relationship look like? Like, where would we start? What would some of the process points in between be? And what's the goal to come out, you know, looking like, feeling, so on and so forth?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so glad you asked that. Everything starts with a phone call. It's a free connection call. And I like to get to know the people who are considering signing up before they ever actually do. So we hop on a connection call. You can do that on our website. You can DM me on any of our social media pages. You can get a hold of me at nick@functionalmovementtherapy.com and just send me an email. Tell me a little bit about yourself. We'll schedule a call, hop on that call and talk about you, what you've gone through, where you want to go, what's been limiting you and holding you back, what your experience has been like in the past. And then I can get a general understanding of how long that will take and what it's going to take to get there. So we can come up with a game plan that's going to work for you. It'll start then by getting you into the system, getting into the app, showing you exactly. I like to take the time and walk my people through what those steps are like instead of saying, here's an email, good luck. That's just me, because we want to have a really like that family, that personalized feel to the healthcare that we provide. You do join a family here. You don't join as a number. So the next thing that we do when we get into your evaluation is we do a postural screening. We do a gait analysis. We do a comprehensive movement training. We do special testing. We do education. I mean, we just go really deep dive into this stuff and figure out what's going on with you. Most of our clients have been to between 5 and 8 practitioners in person and not gotten the result that they were looking for. And that's pretty incredible when you think about it. They came to somebody digitally, didn't ever get touched, and still got the result they were looking for. When I'm talking about results, I'm talking about, we have people who have done ultra marathons. We have marathoners. We have people who have been in chronic pain for 6 to 8 years, 10 years, and then been able to run again after they could barely walk for 20 minutes at a time and had to lay down, walk, lay down, walk. I mean, really debilitating pain. We had one guy go ahead and I think it was 8 weeks in, he was deadlifting 360, 350, something like that. Something, some kind of baby rhino weight. These things blow my mind still, but we help you to develop that from day one. This is what you need to do. And it's a step-by-step process. So we only, actually, there's no cookie cutter methodology about it. It's a personalized approach. So we do your customized program week by week. Where are you at, Ben, this week? These are the things to work on that are going to actually fit in your schedule. Do them. And then we hold you accountable to that in our app. So I see what you've done.
So step by step, it's custom. The app has the accountability. It's not cookie cutter approach. It's actually like tailored based on what I need with the right kind of strategies. Cause a lot of people are doing the wrong stuff. It sounds like,
yeah,
I don't even know what to say, man. It sounds like, it sounds like an awesome business model, bro.
It's cool. That's a, and really all of this is developed from just listening to people, like straight up, just listening in our conversations that this is what I need. I hear accountability so much. Okay, let's build it in. I like to be able to watch somebody do it. So instead of creating, here's a paper copy with a PDF, we created videos. So our exercise library has like 650 exercises that I've shot in my little office here. You see how much space I have. I have about 8 to 10 feet of space, square feet of space. If you have that at home, you can win. Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
So, on average, how long should it take me a day? We were talking
about... like we mentioned earlier, like four times a week for 30 to 45 minutes. If you're doing the right stuff, you don't have to work forever. Mm. Right? Let's get to the point. I got kids to take care of. I got finances to worry about. I've got work calling me. I know that.
I'm at a point, Nick, where we're going to go to the rapid fire round in a moment. I'm out of questions, right? You've answered all my questions, but I love having you here because of your insight, your expertise. You've worked with so many clients. So you give us another question that Ben doesn't know to ask, but I'm just thinking from the listener's perspective. I do encourage guys, reach out to me or Nick if you do have questions or concerns. Individually, we could figure them out. What else did I miss today before we go rapid fire?
You know, one of the big questions that people have is, when do I jump into surgery? When do I need to consider surgery? And when do I not need to consider surgery? And I'll tell you guys, time, the amount of time that you've been in pain, while it's a factor, that should not be the determining factor. Your image, your MRI, while it's a factor, should not be the determining factor. If you've been to the orthopedic or the neurologist and they are only looking at your scan and determining whether you need therapy there, you need to get at least a second opinion. Mm-hmm. The people who I see who absolutely need surgery will have really pain down to their foot and toes from their back and hip that never leaves. Or they'll have pain going into both legs. So typically that'll be asymmetrical. So one would be going to the ankle foot, one would be kind of creeping into the back, hip or knee or something like that. That's bad pain. That's pain that's not ready for conservative care. Or if that pain is going into the bowel or bladder, affecting bowel or bladder or genitals, go to the ER now. That's stuff that, you know, I've had conversations with people who are in that place. I tell them immediately, this is not for you. You need care now, because the longer that stuff holds off, the more possibility of permanent nerve damage that we have. Even things like drop foot, where we're not able to lift up the foot actively. That's a spot where you need to get that appointment. And an image can really be, it's a stepping stone towards surgery. So if you feel like you need surgery or you're wondering if, that's the point to get the image. But if you're still early on, if the pain is mobile, it's moving up and down the leg, or it's still across the back, or even if it moves up the back, that's conservative care. If it's still in one leg, that's conservative care. You still have reflexes. Most people don't know, but if you can walk on your toes and walk on your heels, that's conservative care. That's 90 to 95% of people right there that still have those things available. you know, and you can break it down really easy. Well, people can say, well, I can't stand or I can't walk or laying in bed hurts. There are other ways to do these things. There's so many nuances of this stuff. That's where it takes that skilled practitioner to save you from surgery. Mm-hmm. And then how much time in life did you just get back to yourself right there? Like, aren't you worth it? Isn't that what we work for, to be able to protect ourselves and make sure that we have that quality of life? You deserve it.
And we have different levels of pride and, you know, concern of different kinds, but we should not be afraid to reach out and be like, hey, this is what I'm feeling. This is where I'm feeling it. I don't know. And yeah. Coming in and just asking should be the first step in a lot of scenarios, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, even if you use us as a first or second opinion about what's going on, now I've got a couple things. Are they saying the same thing? And does that add up? And it's called the sniff test, right? I saw somebody in my group was saying, my doctor said I had debilitating pain for 2 or 3 months. I went from working full time to really being near incapacitated and using a walker and wheelchair. Oh my goodness. But they say I'm not ready for this surgery, but I'm going to be ready for the fusion in a little bit. So I got no care there. And right, you're turning your head there.
It doesn't sound right to me. Like,
what do you mean? I'm not ready for a surgery now, but I'm ready for a few. You're just going to fuse me when I can't stand it anymore, but I'm here in the office. Like, stuff like that happens. And then our medical system is funny right now. We're in an odd time, in our country. That's a different conversation. But in medicine right now, mm-hmm. is changing. It's becoming overloaded all around the world, much less just in our little neck of the woods. And we just, some people need that personalized approach. A lot of people do. We all deserve it.
And if you're like me, you're stubborn and you don't want to walk in a hospital, I'd rather take care of it before it becomes to a point where I truly need the help. So let's avoid it at all costs if we can, right?
Right. Yeah. Avoid and evolve, right? If you want to be 32 and feeling better or in the best shape of your life, or just not feeling like the blob in the bed, you know, on the MacBook, then you want to walk up strong and steady. There's options.
Well, cool. If I were to ask any more questions, it would become an individual consultation. And I know that every individual is going to be different. So it all starts with that conversation. We'll go rapid fire. This is where we get just super loose, relaxed. There's no right or wrong answers. A lot of them are either or, but it's just to get to know Dr. Nick a little bit better.
Awesome. I'm ready.
Do you got a preference, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs.
Dogs. Are you a morning person?
I have become a morning person. That's what a 2-year-old will do.
You've become a morning. Oh, that's what. So you've got a little one is what you're saying.
I have a little one. There you go.
It took me a second. Well, congratulations. Is it your first?
It is our first. Charlotte is her name. We call her Charlie. But she is definitely the light of my life. She's got me by the heartstrings.
All the listeners and I say hi to Charlie. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You mentioned earlier, you just ran, 10 miles today. So you're athletic. Do you play any sports? Favorite sport to play? Favorite sport to watch? What lights you up in that regard?
I am a soccer player, and I was never a long distance runner, but I've trained so many long distance runners now that they've kind of talked me into doing the marathon. So I've drank the juice and I'll be running the wine glass marathon here in October. It'll be my first. So training for that.
Wow.
But I played soccer through college down in Texas. And that's always been kind of my first love.
So you're healthy. You're training for the marathon. You're playing soccer, but you're not, you have guilty pleasures, right? Do you have any cheats, healthy cheats or guilty pleasures when, Nick's only human, he can't be perfect, right? Well, what guilty pleasure? I don't even like the word guilty, because cheating once in a while is okay, as long as we're taking care of ourselves most of the time, right? What are some of those pleasures?
Absolutely. I love anything I can put on the grill. If it's protein, if it's vegetables, if I'm going to do, what does my wife call them with the, the cast iron skillet, the hobo pies is what she called them. Like, okay. I mean, that anything I can put on the grill or get on the fire, I'm good with. So I love cooking. That's one of my big hobbies, and just let out some of the creative juices, and that stress is a stress relief for me. So I'm a big foodie.
Me too, man. So Dr. Nick Salinas, dude, man, thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it.
Tell us one more time. So it's on the wall here, functionalmovementtherapy.com.
That's it. Movement Therapy.
Sound like you're active on Instagram.
Instagram, trying to grow TikTok a little bit. It's definitely on Facebook. You can check us out there. You know, if you're actively struggling and fighting through back pain, join our Facebook group. We're happy to have you guys. Like I said, I do a live Q&A every Friday. Just want to make sure that the information gets out there and you can move forward.
Coolest physical therapist on TikTok. I like it.
Yeah, I need to beat Ben and Brad, Bob and Brad. There it is. We got to overtake them.
You don't have to name your competitors. I've never heard of Bob and Brad. We'll just stick to Dr. Nick for now.
That'll work for me.
Thanks, man. Thanks again for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@balbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone. Oh, hey, you're still here. Thanks for listening. If you need to take off, that's quite all right. I do have something brand new and exclusive to share. If you believe more hands-on training, peer accountability, and direct access to some of our guests from this very show would be a helpful addition to the podcast, do me a favor and head over to growgettersonly.com. That's grow, G-R-O-W, getters, G-E-T-T-E-R-S, only. growgettersonly.com. Here you can unlock instant access to exclusive high-level mentors, training, networking, accountability, and hot seat coaching alongside fellow growth-obsessed entrepreneurs and business professionals just like yourself. All for, guess what? $1. That's right, $1 for 30 days. What's a grow-getter? In short, a growth-focused individual, especially in the business realm, who combines the relentless energy of a go-getter with a constant pursuit of self-improvement and collaboration. Is that you? Head to growgettersonly.com for some community support. This is not for you if you're looking for a quick fix rather than long-term growth. Collaboration and learning from others just doesn't seem to appeal to you. You're not ready to be part of a community that relentlessly pushes boundaries. Complacency is your comfort zone. It's not for you. If it is for you, and if you didn't turn this off yet, I do presume you're a grow-getter. And I'd love to invite you to join my new collective, Grow-Getters Only. Basically, cost to check it out, $1 for a month. It's basically free. Everything is over at growgettersonly.com. Just like I said, growgettersonly.com. Oh, yeah. And one last thing. We do put on free events as well if you can't afford the dollar. Jokes aside, I'll see you on the inside. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you.